Good afternoon. I'm Peter Biello with VPR News. There's not a lot of time left in the legislative session, but the House could still vote on a bill that would require labeling of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, in food. State Representative Kate Webb says GMOs have snuck into the market in the past 15 years without peer-reviewed studies and without rigorous review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
In fact, the FDA does no testing. They simply require a report from the biotech industry saying that they're safe. For most of us, that is simply not enough.
The bill would also prohibit the use of the term natural on the labels of these foods. 30 states, including Oregon and Connecticut, are taking up similar GMO bills. But if the bill passes, Vermont's law would be the first. Critics warn if the bill passes, the state could face a legal challenge. Addison County State's Attorney David Fenster and Attorney General Bill Sorrell say Middlebury police officers were justified in the use of deadly force in an incident last October. Two Middlebury police officers shot and killed George DeMare in a standoff at his home. DeMare had called 911 and threatened suicide by police. Police found DeMare in a wooded area behind his home and he shot at an officer. The police returned fire and DeMare was fatally wounded. A man has pleaded guilty in federal court to charges connected to a scheme to defraud hundreds of investors in a movie. Louis Soterio of Middlebury, Connecticut, pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal in Rutland yesterday to charges of money laundering and conspiracy to commit mail fraud. Prosecutors agreed to drop 16 other counts against him. Prosecutors say people invested $28 million in the film called Birth of Innocence. They say Soterio had partnered with Vermont filmmaker Malcolm Mac Parker on the deal. Last year, Parker pleaded guilty to charges of conspiring to commit wire fraud and filing a false tax document, and he awaits sentencing. The Eye in the Sky forecast calls for variable clouds and sun today. It'll be windy today as well, and we'll have a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. And we'll have highs today in the low to mid-70s, a few upper 60s in the southern part of our listening area. Showers are likely tonight as well, with lows in the 40s, some upper 30s in the west. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 40s and 50s. For VPR News, I'm Peter Biello.